Have you received an Arkansas earthquake declination form in the mail from your insurance provider? The paperwork both informs customers about the availability of supplemental earthquake insurance, not included in standard homeowner policies, and provides an opt-out. But should you opt out? Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides an assessment.
2 years ago this month, a rare 5.6 magnitude earthquake shook central Oklahoma, as well as western and northwest Arkansas. Quakes were rare in Oklahoma, but since 2009, more than 200 magnitude 3.0 or greater have occurred. USGS scientists claim it's now the most seismically active region in the country. They trace the phenomenon to industrial oil and gas production, which has also caused a magnitude 4.7 quake in north central Arkansas. Then there's the New Madrid seismic zone in northeastern Arkansas, which new science shows is more susceptible than previously thought to tectonic stresses, including industry-induced quakes. So, is it a good time to maybe purchase earthquake insurance? Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford thinks so.
I think it's always good advice, since it's not covered under your traditional dwelling policy, that you should at least get a quotation and consider the risk and decide if you want to, you know, lay that risk aside by buying a policy.
The Arkansas legislature in 1999 passed the Earthquake Authority Act because it found earthquakes pose a serious risk in Arkansas based on scientific seismic hazard maps. An Arkansas Earthquake Authority was formed, made up of insurance agents charged with evaluating the marketplace for affordable and available earthquake coverage. A market assistance program, or MAP, was also established.
Well, it gives the Arkansas consumer a viable answer to the fact that their homeowner's policy may or may not cover earthquake insurance. Some companies do provide it, but if their company doesn't provide earthquake insurance, they can go through the alternative marketplace and secure coverage.
The market assistance program is also available to practicing insurance agents licensed in this state. 43 companies offer coverage in Arkansas. For now, no data exists on the number of Arkansans who carry earthquake insurance. State Insurance Commissioner Bradford says his agency is available to assist customers with any questions.
Our website refers to the earthquake coverage availability and the fact that it is not covered under many traditional policies. And our consumers division has an open door for people who call and ask questions about their coverage, and we can advise them of their options.
Most all policies will exclude earthquake and flood, so those are two items that you would need to purchase separately on a monoline basis outside of your homeowner's policy.
Michael Alexander is vice president of Virginia LLC, a full-service managing brokerage for licensed insurance agents in Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Florida, Missouri, and Mississippi. He's an expert on earthquake insurance in Arkansas.
You know, earthquake insurance is a gamble for all of us. You know, I think one thing that's important is how important is earthquake insurance in the event a catastrophe were to happen. I think we all need to be planned for that. You know, just think of your home as being deemed by the city or state not being able to be occupied or lived in. What do you do then?
And Alexander says the cost of coverage can be extremely affordable.
You know, it really depends on, obviously, the area that you're in. Closer to seismic zones, the rate's going to be a tad bit higher, and also the construction of your home. Frame rates are normally cheaper than it's really frame and everything other than frame. So that would include brick, veneer, steel structures. You know, again, that rate can vary.
Virginia posts a calculator on its website. For example, a dwelling valued at $120,000, including coverage for 40% of personal property, a base earthquake premium will cost $120 annually. Such supplemental policies can range between $50 to as much as $300. If your insurance provider does not extend earthquake coverage, it can be purchased from a third-party provider. Alexander says.
What they'll do is they can go to the Arkansas Insurance Department's website, and they can get comparative rating on what earthquake insurance would run on their house in their area.
As of 2010, the Arkansas Earthquake Authority Act charged insurance companies to notify policyholders who do not maintain residential earthquake insurance or whose coverage is less than 100% of the insured value of their dwelling of their potential eligibility for residential earthquake coverage through the Market Assistance Program or the Arkansas Earthquake Authority. Applicants who choose not to purchase residential earthquake coverage from their insurer or the state must decline the coverage in writing.
Yeah, normally your agent should sit down with you at renewal or when your policy, your normal homeowner's policy is coming up. And what they're required to do by state law is if you decide to decline or not purchase earthquake insurance, you'll need to sign a form stating you wish to decline that coverage and that you realize that your normal homeowner's policy does not include earthquake insurance. So really it was a push by the governor and the insurance commissioner in the state of Arkansas just to make the citizens aware that earthquake is not included in the homeowners and that if you decline to have earthquake insurance either added to your policy or quoted separately, that you're fully aware of that and you sign a declination form.
But the earthquake declination form also protects the insurance industry from liability.
What that's for is it, absolutely. I think it's protecting. I think it's protecting the agent and the companies. At least making sure that they offer coverage to their insureds and to the citizens of Arkansas earthquake coverage. They can't force you to purchase that coverage, but they can certainly have a backup where you sign saying I do not want this coverage. Because obviously, in the event of a quake or some activity happening, inevitably everybody's going to say, "Well, I was never offered this coverage."
Many assume FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Association, will swoop in to fix things after a major disaster. But first, a major federal disaster must be declared where you live by the President of the United States. If your home is wrecked, FEMA may provide you a grant to rebuild, depending upon your income, but such recovery funding by federal formula is limited and won't cover the total cost of rebuilding. Emergency low-interest loans are also available, administered by the Small Business Administration in FEMA, but they must be repaid. And a last resort is relying on the kindness of strangers, volunteer organizations, and charities that will help you to rebuild. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more, you can contact your insurance provider or visit the Arkansas Insurance Department website and search the Consumer Services Division. You can also calculate earthquake coverage by visiting argenia.com/map. That's ARGENIA, argenia.com/map.